Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, my co-host, how you doing? How you hanging in there? How's your week been?
It's hump day. I'm just hanging in there. It's really like my Friday, but not really my Friday, meaning I've already worked 5 days this week.
Oh, damn.
But I don't get off till Friday, I think. Yeah. So just on a long stretch of work and doing school work, you know, same old, same. I live a very exciting and boring life. How about you? How's your week? You're getting ready to go on vacation.
Yes. Today actually is my Friday. We are taking off for Chicago tomorrow. Kara has a work conference. So me and the kiddo are going to be tagging along. So it'll be me and Millie exploring the city. I bought an inflatable booster seat for the car so we can hop in Ubers and stuff and take her around. Yeah, so cool. It's fun. Yeah. So anytime I want to take her anywhere, I just got to blow in this thing and like blow it up and then put it in the Uber so she can sit on it. But yeah. I'm going to take her to see the Bean. I think I got tickets to the Children's Museum. So it'll be some good.
Take her to see the dinosaur.
So I don't know if we're going to go there. I think we're going to go. We're definitely going to do Navy Pier because that's where the Children's Museum is.
And the Children's Museum. Yeah.
Yep. And the Ferris wheel. And then, it's supposed to rain, so I might take her to, there's a Museum of Illusions that you can go to where it's like all this trippy stuff she can go through and stuff like that. So it's also supposed to rain a lot while we're there. So just trying to kind of play it by ear because I want to take her to like North Street Beach or something like that. So
definitely pack a poncho, you know, raincoat, something.
Oh, yeah. We got raincoats for sure. So I think it's just going to be fun for her to be in like a different kind of environment.
Yeah. You
know? I was telling Kara, I was like, I'd love to take her on the L train, but I don't know the city well enough to be like, you know, let's not get off at this stop. This isn't necessarily a safe stop or something. And I don't want her to see her dad, you know, get his ass beat for his wallet or something.
You could take the train from the airport to the city.
Yeah. I don't know.
And she could get a train ride.
Yeah, we might do that. Or, you know, the since it's a work thing, it's like, you know, Uber's all written off and all that. So,
yeah.
So who knows, but I know we're going to have a good time. She like this kid. I mean, she's just bougie. She likes a fancy hotel room. We can never leave the hotel and she just got to lay around in her robe and like go down for the continental breakfast and all that. She'd be like, I was on vacation. It was fancy. So
there's a big, I don't know if she's a chocolate eater. There's a big Ghirardelli store kind of right there on Michigan Ave.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's like all the different, it's like a couple different, like two stories, I think. You can get ice cream there and stuff and all the different chocolates.
Yeah, I'd like to go back again because they do this thing where, you know, and shout out if you're traveling to Chicago or in that area anytime soon, but they do this thing where you can buy like a pass from the city and it's like X amount of dollars, but you can do
you get so many different options. Yeah. The city pass. You should definitely do that. Just depends on what she's interested in and what all comes on there. You got to take her to the, this is the Willis Tower, Sears Tower, you know.
Oh, the one where you lean out over.
Well, I don't know which one that one's in, but I just saw that one. But I think that one would be scary. But yeah, just any of them. I think it's the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
Willis Tower, whatever. That you can go up to the top and stand out on the glass bottom. But I don't know what that new, I don't know what that one is that has the leaning out, like you're going to fall out.
Listen, I'm a big dude and I'm considering Ozempic, anything with like a glass bottom. I'm like, I'm good.
So, just put the kid out there and take her photo.
Just like push her. Like, you're good, go.
I've been up there. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like three of you. So
it's been about a decade, but I've been up there.
Yeah, I'm just going to go up there and jump rope and see what happens. So, but no, I know we're planning on going to Shedd Aquarium too. So that was another big thing. Like,
yeah,
I think she's just a little too young for the big museum. I think if we were going like 2 years.
The only thing that's cool there for her to see, I mean, there's cool stuff, but like the dinosaur.
Oh, I would love it, but I feel like she'd be bored after like 15 minutes. So Shedd Aquarium, we're looking at pictures online. And she's like, they got sharks? They got. Oh my, so she's like, she's amped on that. So, and it's a good rainy day thing if it's, you can't do anything outside.
Or if it's way too hot.
Yeah, for sure. I bought some. So remember where you were making fun, we were talking about my fisherman shirts that I was getting, I've been getting into lately. And I got a new one. It's UV protection. So you can wear it. It's got little vent holes in the armpits. I feel
nice and cool and SPF 50.
Yeah. I feel like I should own a like speedboat.
I feel like I'm going to buy you a pair of Sperry's for your birthday
to go with
your fishing shirt.
You have to get wide. That's the only problem. I have wide feet, so narrow shoes don't work well. But with that being said, we're a true crime podcast, not a dad fashion podcast. So this week is my week. And I will tell you, the case that I'm bringing in this week, I really feel like is the kind of case that is the whole reason we started doing Short on Times, right? Something that has just happened. You know, it's developing, so I'm excited to talk about it and break it down. So what do you say? Should we quit the Gabby, get to the Stabby, break into this week's case?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. For this week's Short on Time case, we're headed to Carrollton, Georgia. On February 20th of this year, a six-year-old girl walked into her parents' bedroom only to make a gruesome discovery. The child's parents, 45-year-old James Brock and 41-year-old Kristen Brock, had been murdered. Both had suffered apparent gunshot wounds. And when the young girl realized what she was seeing, she ran to her sister, 17-year-old Sarah Patrick, who promptly called 911. Police arrived at the home in the 1500 block of Carrollton Tyrus Road. There were no signs of a break-in, but a door was left ajar. Family and friends were stunned. The Brocks were kind people, known churchgoers, and nobody could think of anyone who would have wanted them dead. Now, the murders initially gathered a lot of media coverage. However, with no suspect being named, it slowly faded from the national stage. But that didn't mean that investigators weren't working the case. For months, detectives reviewed evidence, worked leads, and conducted interviews, coordinating with both the Georgia Bureau of Investigations and the FBI. And on Tuesday, July 8th, an arrest was made. But the suspected killer surprised everyone. It was, in fact, 17-year-old Sarah Patrick who was charged with the murder of her mother and stepfather. She's also been charged with two counts of aggravated assault. The teenager turned herself in upon learning that there was a warrant for her arrest. Now, investigators are playing their cards close to the vest, but they have shared that they have mountains of both physical and digital evidence, with police saying, "We feel confident that she is responsible for their murders." But, like we said, it's an active and ongoing investigation, and it's very possible that others are involved as well. So, Olivia, we'll definitely want to keep an eye on this case. The thought of a child, you know, murdering their own parents is definitely a hard pill to swallow. But really, my heart breaks for the 6-year-old girl who's now lost both of her parents and her sister. So what are you thinking? Where's your head at?
Well, I definitely wasn't going to think that this was going to be a case about a child who killed her parents. But it sounds like she's probably the one who did it, if they're saying they have that much evidence, physical and surveillance and, you know, different evidence against her. But I need to know more about this case. Like, I like these little shorties, but I need to know more.
No, I know.
Why would she want her parents dead?
No, I know 110%. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, as I was doing the research, I was like, I just want to know. Let me drop again. I definitely agree with you. I just want to know more as well, especially when they're talking about having the digital and physical evidence. Because, I mean, this is a 17-year-old kid. If you look at her mugshot, she looks like a baby. Like, she looks tiny. But kids live online. You know what I mean? Nobody's calling, making phone calls. It's text messages and Instagram messages and Snapchat messages and TikTok and all that stuff. So if they have some pretty solid digital evidence, I'm very curious to see what it is. But again, this is the kind of thing where I'm like, yes, this is what we made these short on times for, because it's a terrible story, but we're getting to it in the beginning and it's going to give us the opportunity to really follow it. I've set alerts because I'm like, I want to know what happens, what they have, but it's got to be something big if they're not coming out and saying anything right now. They're just issuing an arrest warrant and being like, hey, we got you. I am wondering if she did act alone, or if maybe there was somebody else involved. That's the big thing for me.
Yeah. Like, who is this? Another type of, I don't want to say like Gypsy Rose, cause it's not Munchausen, but you know, another type of abusive situation. Like, is there a secret side of these parents that we don't know about? Or I guess that would be like the Menendez brothers. Or is it where she just truly had a vendetta out against her parents because they wouldn't let her go to the movies or date a certain boy, or, you know, something like that? And then was the 6-year-old home when all this happened? And did they hear anything, and did they give any information to the police? And I don't know if that will be public knowledge just because it's a child. But yeah, I think there's a lot of questions to be answered here.
Yeah. And it seems like in the research, it seems like it happened in the early morning hours. And, you know, it sounds like, and again,
that sibling was asleep.
Yeah. And there's nothing definitively in there that says this, but this is just kind of the vibe that I got when, like, the kid woke up, went to mom and dad's room, and that's, you know, what you found. And, you know, just imagining being a 6-year-old child and, like, you wake up on a Saturday morning, you go into your parents' bedroom, and that's what you're faced with. And then, you know, 5 months later, your sister is getting arrested for doing it. You know what I mean? Like, that's so much for a little kid. And I really hope that she has a solid support system and people around her who love her and are there to take care of her. Cause, you know, this is the beginning of a very rocky road and some issues that it'll probably take a long time to resolve. And she'll need people to, you know, be in her corner to help her do that, you know?
Yeah.
This also reminded me a lot. I don't know if you remember, because this was a while back, but you did the case about the kid who killed his parents because he wanted to have a house party. Remember, he put him in the bedroom and locked their door. And so I don't know if it's
party.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something like that where, you know, if Sarah is just, you know, into things that she shouldn't be doing or what. It's just.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Is it the parents or is it her?
Yeah. There's just so many questions to it. So. Like I said, we'll definitely have to follow up. But, you know, from what we do know and just kind of breaking it down, if we're talking deadbolt tests, where does something like this sit for you? Because this is a little weird for me.
Yeah, I mean, any child that wants to kill their parents is kind of scary. That a young person can take the lives of adults that have sense enough, you know what I mean? So I'm going to put it at a 6 for now. I think it could kind of go either way for me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go around. If memory serves, I think I put the kid who threw the house party, I think I put that one kind of high as well. As of right now, I think I'm going to put this about an 8, because it's the idea of, like, you have a child, you spend your life, you know, making sure that you're taking care of them. You really, you know, work hard to make sure that they are adjusted well and, you know, have a good head on their shoulders. And so the fact that you could love something or love someone so much and they could turn around and just take your life, you know, it's scary. As a parent, you're just like, oh man, I hope my kid doesn't have that in him. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm not always the most fun to deal with, and that's not going to get any better as she gets older. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's scary. So I think for me, based on what I know right now, I'm going to put it at an 8. Once I know more, it may jump up to a 10. It may drop a little bit, but you know, just the idea of this again, I mean, her mugshot, she's a little baby face kid. Her biological dad brought her to the jail to turn herself in. You know what I mean? Like even when she turned herself in, she was accompanied by an adult, you know? So it's like,
right. Yeah. And I want to know like what, you know, what's his side of the story? So I could go either way at this point. It could get worse for me. I think it just depends on the circumstances behind it ultimately, but I'm interested for you to give us an update here as it grows.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on this. I'll come back with any updates. We'll make sure we know what's going on with it. But that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's short on time case. Olivia's putting it at 6. I'm coming in at an 8. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does this potential teenage killer fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at CheckTheLocksPod. You can find us on Twitter at CheckTheLocks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We'd love to get the chance to get to know you. Spend a little time with you. Really some great people in that community, and we would love to have you as part of it. So if you want to join, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. And as always, if you like the show, you like what we do, you want to help support us, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/CheckTheLocks, get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. You get stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those damn ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, that's patreon.com/CheckTheLocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing what we do with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you means just as much, if not more. So if that's you and you're telling people to listen, just know that we appreciate that so much. Again, it's all about that word of mouth, that grassroots growth, and you telling people about the show helps to do exactly that. So if you're sharing this show in any size, shape, or form, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case, but until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.